Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. This is Carmine. You may not have heard from me in a few months on here, but just as a reminder, I am the co-host here on Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. It's great to be back with you. Today, I am joined by Josie, who is a blogger that credits minimalism as the reason why she became debt-free. In fact, the name of her blog is Minimaliza Todo. And it's all in Spanish, which is amazing because we don't see blogs about money in Spanish often. Josie is a teacher in Porterville, California, a wife and a mother to a four-year-old whom she has already begun to teach healthy money habits. Josie, thank you so much for being here with me.
Hi, thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited.
Of course. Yeah, thank you so much for being back with us. As I mentioned, you are a teacher in this crazy time we're living. Tell us, how are teachers handling this adjustment? How are you guys doing?
Yes. So I think we're just taking it one day at a time. We've been getting news very slowly. So it's kind of like today we do this, but tomorrow we might change the strategy. We're trying to meet all our students' needs. So it's very challenging to kind of connect with all the students. I think right now our main focus is just connecting with the students, not really actually teaching them new material, but just connecting and making them feel that we still miss them and we still care for them. So It's a whole nother adventure.
I bet. You are in Porterville, which is a pretty remote area here in California. Are the schools closed?
They are closed. We actually went on spring break and they didn't tell us that it was going to be closed. So we haven't gone back since spring break. So right now we're starting week four already on the distance learning. And then 1 week we had spring break. So we have been off for 5 weeks already.
Wow. Did you ever think that this would be a situation that we would be in?
No, because actually that Friday when we were going to spring break, it was that Thursday they told us, okay, our first case in our city, that was the Thursday. Friday was her last day before spring break. And I remember I was like making copies and I left everything ready for when we went back from spring break. But it was actually kind of sad. The other day we were finally allowed to go back in the class to get some materials, and I was like, oh my god, I left everything ready for my students, but we're not going back.
Nostalgic,
so that kind
I'm
of
sure.
Like, oh my god, it's like surreal. I don't know.
I bet. Well, tell us, Josie, how did minimalism bring you to a debt-free life?
Well, I think there was a point in my life where I was maxed out in all my credit cards. And then I read like, okay, let's start selling things so I can pay off the credit cards. And I think that's how I found minimalism. So I think my debt-free journey and my minimalist kind of go hand in hand, because as I started selling things, I started paying off my debt. But at the same time, I started getting rid of things. So my house became like more peaceful with less stuff. I feel like it cleared out my head and like my stress. So when I say minimaliza todo, I mean like I'm minimalizing my financial stress, my materialistic stuff. And then I also want to minimalize my weight, but I haven't gotten to that part. I'm still working on my money issues.
So when I started before,
yeah. So when I started, what I meant by minimaliza todo, I was my three main goals was to minimalize my financial stress, my my material things, and then my weight. So I'm like, the weight, it's still on hold. I'm focused more on my finance and my material stuff.
Oh my god! But you've already accomplished so much already. So I'm sure that next third goal is going to be easy for you.
Yes,
and will come soon.
Yes, hopefully.
So, okay, when Josie says that she sold everything, I believe her, because if you look at her Instagram, her kitchen, her living room is very bare. It doesn't have anything. She literally just has the essentials. So you went from just selling things because you needed to in order to pay off debt. Did you even know what minimalism was?
I didn't. I don't think I was trying to remember that. And I don't think so. I read a lot of books, like self-help books or like finance books. And then I came across the Marie Kondo book. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the first one that got me into minimalism. because I started getting rid of things. And then I found another book about minimalism. And then I was like, oh, this is what makes me feel free and happy, and helps. It has helped out in my, like, my job as a mom, because I have more time for my daughter. Like I said, we have the bare minimum in our house. Well, we're working on her toys, but like in the living room, in the kitchen, in my room, there's less things to clean. So I have more time to spend with her.
Yeah. And I think that's something that you and I have in common together. I started to sell my things before minimalism was even a thing. So when this new wave came, I was like, what? I've been doing that.
Yeah. And I also like things organized. I liked everything on its, like, everything has a home. So I think with minimalism, it's so easier to keep me organized.
Exactly. And what is, besides minimalism, what strategy did you use to pay off your credit card debts?
We were doing the snowball method. So I made a list of all my debts, smallest to biggest, and I started paying one card at a time. And I think that's what has helped us. And we really stuck to a budget with my husband. Thankfully, he kind of just hands me over the check and I decide what to do with it. So,
oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, here you go. So I kind of give him like an allowance. We've been doing this for a couple of years, so we got down to like the right number. So I give him like an allowance per week. That's his spending money. And then we have a family spending money, and everything kind of used to go to our debt. And now we're working on our savings. So it was just, I like visuals. So I did a lot of like coloring the debts you have paid off, or like all those free resources online, because I didn't pay for anything because I was in debt. So I was just looking and researching on Pinterest and Instagram and finding all this free resources to track my debts that really helped me, like motivate me to keep me going.
I do want to come back to the snowball method, because you did explain it very well, but there's also the avalanche method, which is organizing, correct me if I'm wrong, is it the biggest balance to the smallest?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. So you pay your biggest balance first. But for me, I like wins, like fast wins. I don't like to wait too long. It motivates me when I see, like, oh, I paid one credit card off.
Or small accomplishments, yes. Right? It gives you motivation to keep going, like you're accomplishing your goal little by little.
Yeah.
How has this strengthened your relationship with your husband, or has it changed at all?
I think we have learned to become a team. Like before, it was really hard. We're like, oh, you're spending all the money, or you're just using credit card. Now that we just combine our finances, we don't have money issues anymore. And we're able to talk through like our decisions, like, hey, I'm going to purchase this, or like, what do you think, or where should it come from, and things like that.
So it has helped us. Doesn't that feel amazing to be on the same page?
Yes. And I'm so thankful that he's on board with it. He's kind of like, just do whatever you want as long as we have money. Mm-hmm. So,
and so he gives you free, full control.
Yes. Full control. And he's more of saving too. But he's, I don't know, he could be a spender or a saver depending, because sometimes I have to remind him, do we need that? Or where are you going to put that in our house? Or you need to keep it in the garage, or things like that. So I think,
you know,
we have our like days where he's a spender, or sometimes he's a saver. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
You know, this weird time that we're in, of spending a lot of time together at home and obviously spending a lot of time with our spouses and our family, I have seen that people are coming together. Families are coming together in a way that they never have before. Mm-hmm. And don't you feel that we are now being able to appreciate the simple things in life, being together, cooking at home, being together with family? It kind of incorporates, you know, just being a minimalist.
Yeah,
I think this time.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a perfect time to be a minimalist, because I'm just like, I don't have to spend hours cleaning because we don't have stuff to clean, or organizing. We just kind of reset the house and things like that. And it gives me so much time to spend with my daughter. Like right now, I know a lot of people are complaining, like, oh, I have to work from home. But me, I'm taking it as a blessing. I do want one of my goals is to work from home so I can spend time with my daughter. And right now I'm like taking like full control of that and practicing. I go, can I work and be with my daughter? And for me, I love spending time with her. And I'm happy to be home working with her. I know the mm-hmm. situation's not the ideal, but I really enjoy just being home and having our own schedule and kind of thing. And it makes me feel like more appreciative of the time with her. And my right. husband is not with us because he's a truck driver, so he's still working. So I'm not really with him 24/7 like some people are with their spouses.
Oh, okay. So he's still like, working throughout. He travels throughout the United States or within the state?
He travels. Right now he's more going to like Oregon and Washington. Mm-hmm. So he's still out of the house the whole week. So it's me and her Monday through Friday. He comes home in the weekend. So with family, it hasn't really changed. But we are spending more time at home when he's here because before we loved to travel. So we would be, we wouldn't be home in the weekends. So now we are spending more time as a family here in our house.
Oh, amazing. And I know that you are teaching your daughter as well, right? Really good, healthy money habits.
Yes, that's a big thing for us. And everybody, like, I don't know, my family, they don't see it the way I see it. So my parents like to give her money. And she already knows she has 3 jars. And she knows that we put in the jars because it's going to grow. The money's going to grow. And then when we have a certain amount, we just take it to the bank. And she knows, like, when we pass by the bank, she's like, oh, money grows there. So she doesn't really spend it. She knows, like, she says gracias to my mom. And she's like, okay, mom, we're going to put in my money jar so it can grow. So oh, that's I'm awesome. Trying to teach her, like, that money grows. That's my first step, I guess. My main goal is to teach her the whole compound interest thing. Like, hey, if you invest young, you can make money work for you. So I started with just the simple word, money's going to grow, and we're going to put it here so it can grow, so it can multiply.
Yeah, she's getting comfortable with the verbiage mm-hmm, and the language yeah. and talking about money. Mm-hmm. What I know you say you have 3 jars. One is for savings, right? And the other
yes.
one?
Yes, one is for savings, for spending, and for donating. Because we also, when we go to church, we take money from that jar and we just put it in our church envelope. So mm-hmm. she knows we are donating that.
Or that I oh, think, so she's practicing giving as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I know you have another, don't you have another challenge in between you and your husband at home?
Yes, we do. We have the $5 challenge that we do not spend our $5 bills. Like I mentioned before, we have like our little spending money that we allow each week. Mm-hmm. So when we spend money, we have these picture frames where we put in our fives. And then we just use that for like if we want something fun, like I like using mine for planners and his is more for his truck. But now we have gotten to the point where we don't want to spend it because we want to have more than the other. Like right now I'm beating my husband, so I'm not going to buy a new planner for now because yeah. I really want to win just because I'm a little bit competitive.
How long did it take you to become debt-free? Once you implemented the snowball effect and you started selling your things around the house. How long did it take you to become debt-free?
I think it took us about 2 years, I want to say, to become like completely debt-free. Because I think by the end, when we were so close, we had just the truck left. We kind of started slacking off a little bit. And then we went back up. And we're like, we can't slack off. We need to
yeah,
finish
we
up.
Need to keep this momentum going.
Yes. Uh-huh. so just like a little bit over 2 years.
Talking to you about minimalism and how you paid it off, we talk about it like something it's so easy, but it's not something that you grew up talking about with your parents, right? What was the money story that you learned from your family?
From my mom, I learned that money was to be spent. So whatever money you have, you can spend it because that's why you work hard for it. So I went like that to like college, I think, maybe even up to the point where we were like, we had no money for, I think it was like a month. We came back from our vacation and our credit cards were maxed out and I wasn't getting my check for a few more weeks and we had $100. That's when it was like my rock bottom where like, wait, we need to start saving, or we need to stop getting into debt. And that's when my mind changed. But growing up, it was just spend it.
Wow. So your mom would just spend money on anything, or was it something like, was she a lavish spender?
Or she likes spending on others. Like I mentioned, she likes to give money to my daughter, and just like, she's a giver. So she gives money to all her 23 grandkids and just spends money like, oh, go buy food, or here's money. I don't know. It's, she gives us money para el Día del Niño on April 30th, I think. In Mexico, we celebrate Día del Niño. So she gives all her kids money. So even if we're, my oldest is almost 50, he still gets money from my mom. Or like, my mom just likes to spend money. And
so what, so you're polar opposite. I mean, yes. What does she think about what you're doing? About
she
your journey?
Crazy. She doesn't agree. Like, My daughter saving her money. She's like, no, don't put it in the jars. Go buy something at the store for her. And my daughter's the one now saying like, no, we need to put it in the jars. Like, abuelita, we don't spend it. We save it. But she doesn't agree. My dad, he's more like me, because I gave him the idea of the $5 challenge, and he took it. And I think it was last year, he almost saved like $1,000 because he wouldn't spend his fives.
Oh my God, it's amazing. And so, the $5 challenge is the one that you do with your husband, right?
Yeah.
Where you put $5 in the jar.
Yeah, we don't spend the $5 bills that we received.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so your dad is like totally on your side, and he has taken the initiative to follow his daughter's footsteps. And
yeah.
It has led to $1,000 in his bank account. That's amazing.
Yeah. So my dad's more like, no debt, no nothing. My mom's like, oh, see, si no tienes deudas, no, like, no puedes tener nada en los Estados Unidos, kind of thing. Like, you need to have debt to own stuff. Like, I don't know how to explain her mindset.
Well, we did record another episode with Josie in Spanish. And we do talk about a little bit more about your mom's mindset and how you grew up pisqueando in the fields.
Yeah.
How do you say pisqueando in English?
Well,
picking the fields. Yeah,
picking the fields. Harvesting, I don't know. I picked grapes, oranges, plums, olives. I don't know. Everything that grows around here, I picked.
Yeah, Josie has a really interesting story. She has been a hard worker all her life, literally. And for more on her story, you can check it out in Spanish. But also check out her blog, Mina Melis. I can't say it too great.
Minimaliza todo.
Minimaliza todo. Check her IG out as well. Same name. Thank you so much, Josie, for being here. I really feel that you can inspire somebody to take on the minimalism lifestyle, and definitely can lead to, you know, a debt-free life as you have. So thank you so much again for being here with me. I wish you health in this time to you and your family.
Thank you for having me. Stay well.